can't actually cry at a party if you don't actually have a party. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
The Michigan Republican Party has announced it will not have one large party on election night in Michigan.
And that is breaking from the norm.
Usually,
both parties hold election night events for folks running for office and for party activists and donors.
They're usually held at big convention halls, hotels, ballrooms, so folks can watch the election results come in.
Think balloons, confetti, and victory speeches.
But this year, the Michigan GOP says rather than throwing a big shindig, they'll be putting that money they'd spend on an election night party into campaigning.
No, I'm not spending $300,000 on an election night party. I want all that money to go to candidate assistance. That's where it should go.
That is Republican Party Chairwoman Ronna Romney McDaniel on Michigan Public Television's Off the Record this past weekend.
Right. And the thinking is that there are no big Michigan Republican names at the top of the ballot. So let the Trump campaign handle its election night parties and let local candidates do the same.
We'll have parties at all of our different offices. We have over 20 offices around the state.
Which also means the state isn't responsible for crowding a bunch of people from different factions, different philosophies who really don't like each other into one big ballroom.
So saving money, smaller parties throughout the state all sounds well and good. But let's make something clear here. If the Republican Party was winning across the board in Michigan right now,
if they thought there was a serious chance Donald Trump could win Michigan, the first Republican presidential candidate to win the state in 6 election cycles,
it is hard to believe that they wouldn't be partying it up.
Absolutely. And also because that would mean that Republicans beat their voter turnout expectations, which would be good news for every Republican candidate on the ballot.
So this decision to forego a main event on election night, it's a pretty strong signal that the GOP is not expecting a great election.
It is. And by not having an election night party, the state GOP is also avoiding having people from all those different factions that we just talked about together in one room, angry, frustrated, pointing fingers, and casting blame with the media there.
So much like the Republican Party itself right now, these individual groups, the parties, they will splinter and hold their own election night bashes.
And then wake up on the morning of the Wednesday after the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November to start to figure out what's next for the Republican Party.
It'll be just like starting over.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief at the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.